This is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, bringing you another member podcast on the topic, Spike, the Oklahoma suicide bomber. Today, we're seeing the end of a week of a national blackout on a story that is becoming increasingly harder to cover up. I've been continuing to follow the story since it broke on Saturday, October the 1st, and now here we are. It's Friday, October the 7th, and what has been slipping through in the national mainstream coverage is virtually antithetical to what's coming out locally based upon actual reporting that's being done. You know, journalism, actual journalism by journalists going out and getting the story. And the, you know, cheers to this week for the local news outlets that have gone and investigated the story, and jeers to the national outfits that have squelched this. I hope they have a good reason for squelching it, because it looks increasingly likely that they are going to be called to account for why they've done so. And it will be very interesting to hear what they have to say if that ever comes out in, you know, publicly. One of the things I've been doing this week is just checking in on the local radio station. I don't have a TV, but I do have a radio, and I don't usually listen to it. But this week I wanted to see if just anyone was commenting on this story. And today I happened to catch Bill Manders through KKOH, a local radio news talk station in Reno, Nevada. And he dedicated the 3 hours that he had of show today basically to this story, which is quite a commitment, even for a local talk show host. That's dedicating the show to a topic is quite a statement. And when I heard that he was covering it, I went ahead and called up, which is pretty rare for me. You know, first time caller, short time listener. And we talked about the story. Bill Manders was basically reading off the details on the air that I have been seeing on the internet from various sources, you know, such as News 9 locally and 11 and Colorado Springs, a local TV station there, and you know, the various blogs. This is really getting hot in the blogosphere, and the more this story picks up steam off, you know, out of the reach of the national media, the harder it's going to be for the national media to explain why there is such a stunning disparity between the local and national coverage. And that's, you know, I'll just go through a quick rundown of what I talked to Bill Manders about. And that's the first thing I did was thanked him for carrying the story. And for anyone out there that has the ability to get the story out to other people, I urge you to look into this and pass it along, because that's the only way people are finding out about this story. If people get their news off of the TV, they're not seeing this unless they live in Oklahoma. If people get their news off the internet, they're not seeing this unless they dig a little, because it's not being covered by the major news portals, which, by the way, shame on them. Shame on them. This is going to come back to bite them. Mark my words. Anyway, Bill Manders said he was first started covering on Wednesday, but didn't get a lot of listener response, so he moved on. And then he tried it again today on the open line day, and bam, all kinds of people calling in and saying they hadn't heard about this story and they're upset about that. And, you know, we talked about a few things. I talked about, you know, hey, even if we take the official story and believe it and take it at face value, that means that this is technically a suicide bombing by definition, and that there is no reason why the national press wouldn't cover it unless it's being deliberately squelched. They know about the story, so they've made a decision not to carry it. I'd love to know why. You know, I said I wanted to avoid jumping on the conspiracy theory bandwagon, and that, you know, conspiracy theory is a fun hobby but a terrible religion, one of my little magicisms. And I suggested that there may not necessarily be sinister motives for squelching the story. And I also observed the other terrorism-related stories that were breaking around the U.S. and conjectured that maybe this is part of a larger picture. And maybe it is. You know, we're seeing the situation in New York, and now we've got some other reports. What I'm seeing now are bits and pieces of news coming in from all over the country suggesting that, without making a big announcement, the significant portions of the United States are on a higher state of alert than is being advertised. That, in other words, people, security forces are being deployed, actions are being taken that are not necessarily being announced with press conferences. So something is going on, and I don't know what it is. There may be a large-scale terrorist attack underway, and the battle's going on under our noses as we speak. Maybe, but I don't know. How can you know if nobody tells you, right? Anyway, that was my minute and 40 seconds of fame on the radio today. One of the callers to that show mentioned that Michael Savage had also mentioned this story on the air. And since he's nationally syndicated, that's a very significant thing. I thought it was impressive that this KKOH here, which is an ABC affiliate, was talking about the story, because so far I hadn't seen affiliated stations, anyone that was affiliated with national networks, covering this, and figured that they were under the same squelch that the national dudes were. But no, apparently now affiliates of the major networks are starting to carry this, which is, I think that's a significant change in the coverage. I want to make absolutely clear, because I think people are getting me wrong here. I'm pointing to information that's coming out from the local reporting here and suggesting that there is a discrepancy between the local coverage and the national coverage and the official story that has been given out mainly by University of Oklahoma President David Borant. I am not pushing any particular theory about this whole case at this point, except for one. I am convinced that this story is being deliberately spiked on a national level, and that's my point. This is being spiked deliberately. Why? I want to know. Was Joel Henricks a Muslim terrorist? I don't know, and I'm very skeptical of people jumping to conclusions about that now. Even with all this information coming in, we need to bear in mind that this is, a lot of this is hearsay. It hasn't been confirmed, and until we see more corroboration, I urge people not to jump to conclusions about this case. What I urge instead of jumping to conclusions is digging deeper, finding out more, and seeing what emerges. I'll tell you, the more you do that, yeah, there's a pattern that emerges, but again, skepticism is our best tool when the truth is as scarce as it's been. Anyway, I'm going to try and keep this short for a change. Good luck. It's already over 6 minutes. I just wanted to update with regards to the fact that I'm starting to see coverage from radio station locally, and I ask other members to let us know if they're seeing coverage locally. This whole deal with Michael Savage, I'll see if I can catch his show tonight and see if he's actually talking about this on national radio. That would be a very big deal. Until next time, I urge my fellow members and listeners, keep digging. Look into this story. It's worth your time, I promise. Anyway, until next time, this has been Magic at AboveTopSecret.com. Take care.